Forced Migration Review, Issue 60, March 2019. Learning in Resettlement by Mara Balghazi. Education is a central element of resettled families' lives, and providing support to parents and children to learn about and integrate into the education system is essential. When parents tell me and my colleagues, practitioners within a refugee resettlement support service, why they decided to bring their family to the UK, most say that it was for their children. We know that, therefore, some of the first questions asked by both parents and children from a newly resettled family will be about schools. Children will ask when school starts and which class they will be in. Parents want to know, for example, how far the school is from their new home and whether it contains any speakers of their mother tongue. Most children that we support have not had a supportive learning environment following their displacement. Accounts of bullying and cruelty towards Syrian pupils in Jordanian and Lebanese schools, for example, are very common. Children and parents arrive, therefore, with assumptions about teachers and apprehensions about corporal punishment. An admissions appointment, the first meeting between family and school representatives, is the foundation of a family's relationship with the education system in the UK. During this appointment, they can ask all the questions they wish to ask and also share their concerns about potential challenges for their children. It is essential to have a bilingual practitioner present at this appointment to ensure that parents understand how the school operates. This includes the uniforms required and where to procure them, the types of curriculum that will be taught, drop-off and pick-up places and timings, school holidays, and the policies governing absences, anti-bullying and violence. The first meeting with the school should also introduce the small details that are important to the child's experience, such as a thorough guided tour of the school to show parents and children what the classrooms are like, where the canteen is, and what types of food are offered. Once a child puts on their uniform and enters school, they are like any other child. Many children and parents are therefore nervous about the possible othering impact of differentiated provision where the child is extracted from the regular classroom to attend separate English as an additional language, EAL, classes. We have therefore set up meetings with parents to help them to understand the need to support the children through a transitional period catering to their additional needs, so they will ultimately integrate with the other children. However, the acronyms and specialised vocabulary that are used by professionals in these discussions can seem alien and threatening. Organisations who provide support can help by providing clear explanations of these seemingly complicated terms and processes. Receiving praise and support. A question often asked by parents relates to how best to track their children's educational progress. Some parents are used to teachers in their home country setting homework on a daily basis and complain that teachers in the UK rarely set homework. Rewards and appraisal systems, however, can help parents to follow their children's progress from different angles. For example, teachers can issue stars and certificates to demonstrate that the child has been respectful, helpful, and so forth. In addition, parents' evenings, which children can attend alongside their parents, can help parents gather feedback from teachers, especially at secondary level, as it is one of the few times parents get to see their children's exercise books and hear about their lessons. The child is praised in front of the parents, and more details are given about their progress and how the parents can encourage this at home. Again, it is strongly advisable to ensure a bilingual practitioner attends those meetings. Additionally, as parents with very little understanding of English may struggle to understand their children's homework, these meetings with teachers can help a support worker to better understand the needs of the child and consider how to find appropriate ways to support them, such as through homework clubs.